A new governor of Kansas will be sworn in on January 31st. As Jeff Collier takes over for Sam Brownback, who's off to the Trump State Department, he's also running to be governor in his own right. Jim McLean of the Kansas News Service gives us an introduction.
When you ask Jeff Collier's friends to describe him, they rarely start with his political bio. Instead, like his former Kansas House colleague Steve Brunk, they talk about his charity work as a doctor.
Gosh, and Lieutenant Governor Collier is certainly a real humanitarian.
That humanitarian work was featured by Christiane Amanpour in a 60 Minutes report in 2002 about children caught in the middle of Sierra Leone's bloody civil war.
Children as young as 5 years old were forced to fight on the rebel side. And to keep them from escaping, their commanders branded them like cattle.
Collier, part of a volunteer medical team, used his skills as a plastic surgeon to help erase the physical scars of that war.
You're a doctor. You've seen a lot of catastrophic wounds. You've had to treat a lot of terrible things. Does what you see here shock you?
I don't think you can ever accept the fact that you're taking children and branding them and forcing them to do terrible things.
Collier's good works were also the subject of a TV ad designed to raise his profile in the governor's race. A young woman talks about how Collier transformed her life by surgically repairing a disfiguring birth defect.
Dr. Collier will be a great governor. He does the right thing even when nobody's looking.
A group connected to Koch Industries paid for the ad. That suggests that Koch's powerful political network is backing Collier, and not Secretary of State Chris Kobach, his more dynamic conservative rival, in the governor's race. Still, it doesn't reveal much about either Collier's politics or his policies. Kansas House Democratic leader and candidate for governor Jim Ward says Collier has always been a bit of a political mystery man, even when he was a legislator.
He served in the House for 2-4 years and didn't leave much of a footprint. He wasn't in the Senate long enough to leave a footprint, and he's been kind of the backroom guy for the governor.
Collier has left his mark in at least one policy area, health care. He's the architect of CanCare, the state's privatized Medicaid program. Launched in 2013, it has reduced the cost of providing health care for low-income, elderly, and disabled Kansans, but increased red tape and billing disputes have frustrated both providers and patients. Collier says there's no real mystery about his politics. He's an anti-abortion conservative who believes that government at both the state and national levels has grown too big.
I mean, everybody knows I worked for Bob Dole and Ronald Reagan, so you know where I'm coming from, but I'm listening to Kansans, and I think there's an opportunity for us to work together.
Since Brownback's nomination began the conversation about a transition, Collier has asserted that he'll be a different kind of governor. He's talked a lot about listening to Kansans and changing the tone.
I think you just need to be a good governor, and we're going to do a very good job, and we're going to work for Kansans. We're going to listen for them. We're going to change the tone in this, and we're going to work very hard.
Former Kansas House Speaker Mike O'Neill has spent decades in state politics. He says Collier needs to use the next several months to define how he's different if he hopes to top a crowded field of Republican hopefuls in the governor's race.
We're going to elect a new governor in the next 12 months. He obviously wants to be that person. So this is his opportunity to show what he's made of and that he's not just going to be a carbon copy of the last administration.
Even before the transition, Collier was gearing up to use the power of incumbency by making appointments and scheduling events across the state that allowed him to connect with voters, local officials, and business leaders with reporters tagging along.
The lieutenant governor was in Wichita to present Lee Aerospace with the Governor's Exporter of the Year award, shaking hands and pausing for photos with employees along the way.
Collier is set to take over. O'Neill and others say running as an incumbent could be a real advantage for Collier, but only if he uses the opportunity to show that he's up to the job. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Jim McLean.
The Kansas News Service is a collaboration of KCUR, Kansas Public Radio, KMUW, and High Plains Public Radio, covering health, education, and politics across the state.